Once this land was a farm, and later a 9-hole golf course. But if Anita Showers has her way, it will become an idyllic spot to stroll.
Its focus is going to be on flora that's native to the Piedmont region.
And she sees the botanical garden as an important resource for schools.
This could be a classroom for their students studying environmental sciences, horticulture, even art, to come here and have classes, conduct research.
Showers is marketing director for an organization founded by Helen Flamini, a support group for the garden. Flamini figures it could cost anywhere from $1 to $5 million to transform this city-owned property.
What we envision is that things will happen gradually. You don't just plant a botanical garden on 8.5 acres and say, welcome. It begins small.
Right now, she and 12 other members of the governing board are thinking about what they'd like to see on this property that lies between the 250 bypass, the John Warner Parkway, Melbourne Road, and the Norfolk Southern Railway. There will likely be a visitor's center and gardens that incorporate many kinds of flower. Suddenly, she sees movement in the brush and concludes the garden will also need a very tall fence.
You see the deer? There's two of them there. There's one right behind him.
There he goes. Oop, one, two, three, four. Small herd. One of the challenges that we will have is to keep the wildlife on the outside of the botanical garden.
Already, the group has conducted a so-called bio-blitz to catalog what's on the property, more than 24 kinds of native trees, and a stream. So there will be bridges to span the stream and the railroad tracks, a boardwalk to make the garden accessible for people in wheelchairs, and maybe an amphitheater for weddings and live musical performances. The property will be owned by the city, but Flamini says her group will play a major role in raising the money, creating and maintaining the gardens. Already, they have more than 24 volunteers, and in May, they'll launch their first membership drive. With luck, Flamini says, the garden will open to the public in the fall of 2018. I'm Sandy Houseman.